Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore many important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. So far, our team consists of Michael Collins. He's the author of Ushering in the Golden Age, Taylor Tagg, author of Enrich Your Sunrise, Ray Stendel, who was one of the speakers at the recent Napoleon Hill International Convention, Dave Yablecki, who provides entertainment for casinos, colleges, universities, and trade shows, and Tracy Montgomery, who is an author of e-books on dating and relationships that have generated close to 20,000 downloads. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And I spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention, sharing the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was the keynote speaker for that event. I've had four hips, four knees, and two shoulders replaced. I've had rheumatoid arthritis since I was 5 years old. That's 43 years now. It has affected every joint from my jaw to my toes. And I'm well known for always answering amazing when asked how I'm doing. I tell people that 80% of the time it is true, and the other 20% of the time it's to remind myself that it's true. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication. That's the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. That's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com, and also PMA, which everyone knows stands for Positive Mental Attitude, PMA.me. My guest today is Donna Messer. And Donna is an author, a speaker, a coach, a mentor, an inspiring and passionate motivator who has addressed thousands of people on three continents. Donna is a former broadcast journalist and is the author of more than 4,000 articles published around the world. Her book, Effective Networking Strategies, is a Canadian bestseller. Her new book, Cycles of Life, Keeping You on Track, weaves her wisdom, philosophy, and innovation together, illustrating how to build the relationships you need to succeed. She hosts both radio and television programs interviewing Canadians with a story to tell. Donna is social media savvy. She knows the importance of international visibility, and she's prominent on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. She also serves on the executive board for Women in Food Industry Management, is an active Rotarian, and is on the board for the United Way of Oakville. She is a mentor with a wide range of organizations that focus on youth, foreign-trained professionals, and those in transition. And you can find out more about Donna at her website, which is connectuscanada.com, connectuscanada.com. Welcome to the show today, Donna.
Thank you so much, Tom. When I hear that introduction, I always want to get to know that person. You know, you don't think about just how much you accomplish until somebody says, can you send it in print? And then you think, hey, you know, it's not all that bad. So I am delighted to be on your show, and I've got to tell you, I didn't know we had so much in common.
Yes. As we were talking before the show, we have so many things that we work on together.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if I can, I want to just give you a couple of common denominators that we can perhaps explore in the future.
Yes.
You spoke with Deepak Chopra. I was with Oprah when she came to Canada in April, and
wow.
Deepak was one of her speakers.
Yes.
So I was able to get up close and personal with him. So that was really exciting.
Very cool.
I'm a foster mom for Dog Guides of Canada, and so I work with a lot of people who are arthritic, who have a dog that can help them do the things they can't. And, you know, I'm a Napoleon Hill fan. So, gosh, we just have so much in common.
Wow. And before the show, which is, I think, the first I've ever come across, you told me about facilitating on Monday a Guinness Book of World Records attempt. Tell us about that. That's cool.
Tom, this is really, really exciting. On May the 14th, the Ontario Centres of Excellence, and you can go and find out all the information at ocediscovery.com, they are going to host a speed mentoring event. It's going to be from 4 to 6. It is being adjudicated officially by Guinness Book of Records, and we are going for a world record, which we believe we will be able to announce at 6 o'clock on May the 14th. We have well over 250 mentors and proteges that I am going to facilitate, make sure that they follow the rules, that we have stewards that are going to make sure we keep the rules online, and it will be absolutely the most exciting thing I've done in a long time. I'm actually having Jeremy Okrafka on my radio program at 10:30 today, and we're going to find out how it all came about, who are the organizations that are involved, who are the proteges, what did they need to do, who are the mentors, and why did they volunteer, and just exactly how this is all going to happen.
Wow, that is so cool. I've always, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have thought of, oh, what could I do that would be in the Guinness Book of World Records? So to facilitate something like that is very fascinating. And to think you can do it in a positive way, you know, not by eating 82 sandwiches in a minute or something, but to do it by serving others and mentoring others is even more fun.
Well, you're right, and I'm really thrilled. So I'm hoping that not only can you pick this up, but just maybe we might be able to get you on my show so you can tell me a little bit about more about what you did and how you can do things.
Amazing, amazing. Now, because of my Napoleon Hill background, I tend to always ask people if they read the book Think and Grow Rich and when they read it and what the book has meant for them in their life.
Well, I think I probably read it the first time when I was in high school.
Wow.
And I have been an entrepreneur for most of my life. And I am an avid book reader. And when I read Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, there were pieces of it that just resonated with me. And I recognized that if I was going to be the success that I wanted to be, it wasn't up to me. It was to kind of look at what had already been done and how I could implement some of those suggestions
mm-hmm.
and take them into my life. So can I give you quotes? No. But I'm the kind of person that underlines, highlights, and my first Napoleon Hill book probably is obliterated with everything I've done. But there was one I picked up a couple of months ago or a couple of years ago, and it was a new book on Think and Grow Rich with other comments.
Yeah.
And if I can find it, I will make sure that you get a copy of it.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, I've asked that question to a lot of people, and very few, I can only think of one, answered that they read it in high school or when they were a teenager. So you were already thinking entrepreneurial and success-minded and going the extra mile and making a difference in the world at 15 years old.
Well, I made my first million in an entrepreneurial business where I didn't do it on my own. I recognized that the secret to success was to find others who had talents you lack,
right.
Bring them all together, and motivate each and every one of them to be the very best that they could be at what they did. And that's how I went from absolutely nothing to over $1 million in sales.
Wow. And by a young age.
Oh, I was young, yeah. Young and foolish.
Well, sometimes that's the best way because we don't know what we don't know.
Exactly.
We just plow ahead.
Exactly. So actually, Tom, that's what the book is about. It's really about who I am.
Yes.
And where I've been. And if anything, what I did that allowed me to be so successful.
Yes.
And I'm not somebody who's a rocket scientist. I'm not someone who, you know, has invented something incredibly talented. I'm strictly a woman who knows that whatever I want, I can achieve. It may not be on my own.
Yeah.
But as long as I use the right set of circumstances and I've got the right reasons for getting where I want to go, it will happen.
Right, exactly. And this is sometimes what I think myself. Like, when I first read Napoleon Hill 20-some years ago, I thought, oh, I'm going to be a world-famous speaker, like a Zig Ziglar, number three in sales out of an organization of like 5,000 or 6,000, and ends up I'm a speaker, but I'm an ordinary person. I haven't set the world on fire. I haven't set any world records, but I know how to get things done through difficult circumstances and challenges, how to stay positive, and I've been involved in a lot of very exciting things. So ordinary people can do very exciting things that make a difference in the world, and if we can share those principles and ideas and enthusiasm with other people, perhaps it starts them on their journey, whatever age they are in their life, to getting out there and making a ruckus in the world, make a difference, and get out and help others.
I think so. I think we all inspire and don't recognize that that inspiration is because we are just ordinary. You know, most of us are not the most beautiful. We're not the most talented. But if we have the passion and desire to get somewhere, and we can instill that passion and desire on someone else, we're doing somebody a favor, because they're going, hey, if he can do it, if she can do it, so can I.
Right. They're just ordinary people. I can do better than them. If they can do it, so can I.
Exactly.
And sometimes that's just the best example to let people know that, yeah, ordinary people can do great things if they have a purpose and a passion and a goal.
And a mentor.
Mentor, yeah.
Mentors are hugely important. I'm sure you have them, and
oh, yeah.
You are a mentor.
Yes.
And, you know, for me, I have been very fortunate. I always find people who can help me, and I always find people who need help. So, you know, there's reciprocity. It's
yeah.
always there.
There it is, and somehow the universe sets it up. Napoleon Hill talks about going the extra mile, where if you help other people, you don't always get paid back by those people, but somehow the universe goes out and looks for ways to say, hey, this person is really helping a lot of people. Let's throw a few blessings their way as well.
I agree with you. I know you and I both know Jennifer Beal.
Yes.
And Jennifer was hosting an event a couple of days ago, and she called me and said, hey, Donna, do you want to share the stage? Is there an opportunity for you to come to the Science Center? And Jennifer is probably one of the best event planners I've ever met. And I said, yeah, I'll come. And I don't know if you've ever been at any of her events.
No.
But talk about smooth.
Yes.
You know, you get to the place and you say, if this was a science center, I'm with Jennifer. Okay, it was free parking for me because I was a speaker. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes.
I get in, I park my car, and I get into the building, and there's a sign, Donna Messer, Cycles of Life, and it's got an arrow, and I go up the escalator, and there at the top is another sign that says this way, and then there's a person who greets us. Thank you very much for coming. Can we get you a coffee, a glass of water? Is there anything you like? Here's the room. It's all set up. Here's how the chairs are set up. Here's how the AV is set up. I mean, it was wonderful.
Amazing, eh? And about four of those steps, not everybody does.
No. And you know what Jennifer doesn't do? She doesn't blow her own horn. She doesn't say, hey, I'm an event planner.
Yeah.
That's just something that she does. And, you know, she's the person who organized for us to have this interview.
Yes, she did. Yes, she
yeah.
did. And very, 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 very efficient and really easy to work with. It made it a little
yeah.
fairly too easy for me. She should
well,
maybe work a little bit harder.
Well, we'll get you to work a little harder next time.
Very good, very good. Now, your new book, Cycles of Life, Keeping You on Track. You already had a book, which was a Canadian bestseller. What made you decide to write this one?
Well, I've been writing it for quite a while, but to be very honest, T.D. Waterhouse wanted to give away a new book because I was going to be a keynote speaker at an event. And when they said, we want a new book, I recognized very quickly that it was time for me to pull that other book out. So what I did, and, you know, I've written thousands of articles, so I could compile the articles, but what I recognized was that I had never really written kind of my roadmap. And so this book is a roadmap to success, really, and it is saying, here's what I've done all my life, and here's what worked.
Yeah.
Now, if something you do works, Tom, what you do is you keep replicating it. If something that you do doesn't work, if you're smart, you throw it away and you don't do it again.
Exactly.
So Cycles of Life is recycling.
Yes.
Over and over again, as I grew older, the things that worked to get me where I wanted to go.
Right.
And to have measurable results.
Right.
So I wrote the book because I had an opportunity to have that book in the hands of over 300 people in one evening.
Amazing. Not too often you get 300 sales on the first day.
Exactly. And, you know, I had an opportunity to speak to this group, and it was in Alliston, Ontario. It was TD Waterhouse, and the woman who did it was phenomenal. She's been sponsoring Women at Their Best for 16 years, and I was given the opportunity to tell my story. Well, if you can imagine, there are 400 women in the room, and many of them recognized some of the things that were in the book, because I used to live in that area. And I was able to tell stories, and they would go, oh, I know that person. Oh, my goodness. And it was really incredible, Tom, because one woman came up to me and she said, the provincial member of parliament, when you did blah, blah, said we had to come and listen because you were dynamite. Now, that provincial member of parliament has probably been retired for ages. But his name was George McCaig, and many of the women who were at this event had known George. So people don't forget you.
Right.
And, you know, if you can tell them a story of 10 years ago and something you did, the fact that you have had almost every body part replaced, I mean, that has got to give people who are contemplating something, well, darn it, if he can survive it, if he can live through it, and he can say, amazing, then I better, you know, buck up.
Right.
And figure out, I can do it too.
Now, part of what you said there about when you go through life and you learn things that work, and then you keep doing those, replicate those, make them better, and then find out the things that don't work and discard those very quickly. This is so valuable. When you have a mentor, because often, like yourself, a mentor has gone through a lot of different things, and so they are able to recognize maybe foolishness in planning or a great idea or an opportunity missed or various challenges that someone they're mentoring may not have gone through yet. And so nice as it is to learn the things that work and learn the things that don't and discard the ones that don't, it's a more efficient process to learn the mistakes from someone else before you make them, or learn what could be a mistake before you make it, and learn what positive things and what successful things you can do without having to go through all the trial and error. And so
I agree.
So, and that's what mentoring, tell us about mentoring and what you get out of that.
Well, I think the best way is to kind of describe what I've done by having a mentor. Now, my current mentor is a woman called Cora Sifludu. And Cora Sifludu owns Cora's Breakfast and Lunch.
Oh, wow, yes. I'm going there on Sunday in Ottawa.
Okay. Yes, well, Cora is a colleague, a friend, and a mentor. And we met in Newfoundland probably 5-6 years ago. We were both speaking at a conference, and we clicked. We just got along well. And we have become mentors for each other.
Wow.
Now, Cora is a much more famous, a much more wealthy, a much more successful woman than I am. But she looks at me, and she says, and I remember this, she gave me a book. And in the front of the book, she wrote, in your garden of piles, may you reach your highest peak. And how this happened, Tom, was I said, Cora, you're at the top of the mountain. You have achieved so much. You are incredible. And she said, ah, Donna, you have a pile of rocks here and a pile of rocks there and a pile of rocks here. If you piled them all up, your mountain is as high as mine.
Mm.
And I thought, what a wise woman. What a wonderful thing to say to someone like me. I was looking at her in awe.
Yes.
And she was saying, hey, Donna, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be at the top of a mountain. You just have to recognize that what you're doing is doing exactly the same thing. Cora has been focused on getting her restaurants going and being successful, going across Canada. She will be going into the States. It's phenomenal. But she has been an incredible mentor to me because she'll stop me and she'll say, wait a minute, Donna, what about?
Hmm.
And I go, ah, yeah. And I do this with youth. I just received an award, and I'm actually not able to accept it on my own behalf on Monday. But the award is it is for my work with youth, and it is being given to me by the Halton Regional Police Association, and it is through the Optimist Club.
Hmm.
And I am absolutely thrilled
wow.
to have received this. But it was for me and what I have done with youth. And
wow.
I work with Rotary Clubs. I work with disabilities. I work with not-for-profits. So I'm pretty pleased
yes.
at the fact that I can be mentored and I can also be a mentor.
Yes, and I love the Optimist Creed. Probably once or twice a year I look up the Optimist Creed and read it from Optimist International. So that's quite an award.
Well, it is. I actually put the award up because I like the promise.
Yes.
Can I read it?
Yes, please.
It says, promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there's something special in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. To think only of the best. To work only for the best. And to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about success of others as you are about your own success. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. And to be too large to worry, too noble to anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble.
Hmm.
Isn't that fabulous?
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
Wow.
Now, we didn't plan that, did we?
No, not at all, but I loved hearing it.
It was great. I like it, and I am so pleased that the Optimists have decided that I am their 2012 award winner.
Wow.
So it's really great. And my son, Richard, who is an amazing man, is going to accept the award on my behalf because I'm going to be facilitating the mentoring event.
Yeah, yeah. Neat, neat. Now, one of my favorite speakers, authors from the past was Charlie Tremendous Jones. And one of his most famous, probably his most famous quote is, you'll be the same person you are today 5 years from now, except for the people you meet and the books you read.
Absolutely.
And what I have found in life is that it's who you know. And often you may know or want to know or be mentored by someone famous or wealthy or successful like Cora. And those people, a lot of people are nervous, afraid, feel like a little ant compared to these great successes. These people are the most giving, the most generous. They love to share their knowledge. They love to mentor and help other people. They've done what they needed to do in their life to be a success. And a lot of them now, their purpose is to create a legacy and share that with other people.
I agree with you, Tom. I think that sometimes we are afraid to approach those who are larger than life because we think that we're smaller than
yes.
And insignificant. I know I have had the opportunity to interview all the dragons from the Dragon's Den.
Wow.
I've had the opportunity to be on CBC, on Global, on CTV. I interviewed Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York.
Wow.
I've got an article coming up on Oprah. And, you know, I only just ask.
Yes.
And when you ask, there's two things that happen. You get it or you don't.
Exactly. That's how I ended up meeting the Prime Minister of Canada back when I first read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. There were some strategies in there, and I thought, okay, I started my goal-setting program by writing down a number of people I wanted to meet, and
mm-hmm.
I just wrote them. Back then, that's all you could do. You couldn't email them, so yep. Now you had to write them. And sure enough, I get a call in my office one day from the Prime Minister's office. Would you like to meet with the Prime Minister? And I asked him, my office or his?
I love it.
But, boy, you just often have to ask. And, hey, as you said, the worst that'll happen is they're going to say no. And
absolutely.
Mostly if they say no, they're not going to swear and curse and, you know, yell at you for asking. They will mostly just say no due to time constraints or other things. But if you don't ask, you never get to
that's
know.
That's right. I think that's a secret that probably you and I need to go out and share with a lot more people. We need to be able to let people know that most of us who are good people are sharers.
Yes.
And we don't know what people need to know because we all assume that a lot of what we know is what everybody else knows.
Yes.
And I think that stops us in a lot of cases by thinking, oh, well, why would I say anything? Somebody already knows that. And that's not true.
No.
We all know something that we can share.
Yes, exactly. And we all know someone we can share it with who
yes.
could use it or benefit from our knowledge or our experience.
Now, do you work with David Onley?
No.
Why not?
Who's that?
He is the minister responsible for people with disabilities.
Whoa.
Don't you think you should have him on your show?
I do. Would love to have him on my show because that is the people that encourage me, inspire me, and keep me going when I'm aching and paining and tired through all the time are people with disabilities who get up every day without a complaint and go to work. Often a lot of them, especially in wheelchairs, they got to get up like 2 hours before you and I because getting dressed takes them seven times as long as us.
Well, he is in a wheelchair, so that's one of the things that he recognizes.
Yes, and those people inspire me. So,
yeah.
You know, everybody needs somebody to inspire them at some times, too, and people with disabilities that make a difference in the world. I love those people.
I do, too. Tom, I've really enjoyed talking to you. You're a great interviewer, and you and I have to get together and have, I don't know, we've got to have lunch, we've got to have dinner, we've got to have something, because
yes.
we've just started to get to know each other, and I would love to give you a copy of my book.
I would love to get that, and sometimes when I get on these interviews, I just think of it as a telephone call, and I enjoy them so much that I often forget, oh, yeah, other people are going to be listening to this. I just ask about things I love. And talk about things I love, and so often I get caught up, and it's like more a conversation for me than for other people.
Well, you have been a very kind host. I love talking to you. You do have an amazing life story. I would like to invite you to write for one of the publications. I'm not sure which one, but if you can send me something,
yeah.
I will certainly see if I can get it picked up.
I
want everyone to think about Cycles of Life Keeping You on Track. It's a great book. It's available on Amazon, I think. I am not sure, but they can go to my website and they can order it there.
All right, and I'll be making a web page today so people can link. I'll put a link to it so people can buy it off the page.
Right, and I will be, tonight I'm at a women's leadership forum.
Yeah.
Then Monday I'm at the OED.
Yeah.
And then I'm heading out to Windsor and Leamington.
Wow.
And, yep, I'm going to be all over the place. And I think I'm just going to have to take you with me so that I can let people know that if they have an amazing life story,
yes,
they might need to talk to Tom.
Amazing. And I'm going to be looking out for the Guinness Book of World Records.
I think that's going to be exciting.
On
yeah.
the 14th, and I'll be able to say, I know someone who was participated in a Guinness Book of World Records.
I know. It's going to be exciting, really
yes.
exciting. And I will introduce you to the fellow who has coordinated it, and maybe he can be on your show as well.
I would love that. Thank you so much for your time today, Donna. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the book. I think everybody needs to get out and purchase that. And then also, if anyone does need a mentor in their life, certainly they should contact you.
Absolutely. And if I can't be their mentor, I will know somebody who can.
And
thank you so much, Tom.
That's part of the joy of what we do, is we know a lot of people as well. So if we're not the appropriate person, we'll
that's
find
right.
out who is the appropriate person for them.
It's who you know and who needs to know them, and how you can make that introduction without abusing either side. And that's really what we are all about.
Exactly.
So it's a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you again. And I know you and I are now friends.
Exactly. Have an amazing day.
You too. Take care.
Take care.